following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
At Advance Auto Parts, saving cash on oil is your Advance advantage. Right now at Advance, get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil plus a Pure Leader classic oil filter for just $22.99. And if your car has over 75,000 miles, you can upgrade to Castrol high mileage oil for just $3 more. Keep your car running smooth and keep your wallet lumpy because of all the cash you saved. Only at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
Spring Black Friday is back at the Home Depot with the freshest prices of the season just in time for spring. Come in right now and buy any vegetable, herb, or flower seed packet, any variety, and get one free. Let's double the seed and double the harvest. Now's the time. Let's do this. Spring Black Friday savings going on now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through April 13th. Selection varies by store. U.S. only. See store for details.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one.
Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Friday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can tweet us at any time at ESPN 1460 1515. And, of course, you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on today's program. Coming up, Steve Sipple is going to join us from the Lincoln Journal Star, talking Husker football, and of course, talking about everything that's going on with the spring game tomorrow and what we can expect heading into the fall. But we'll start with updating the Masters leaderboard. Bill Haas, Bubba Watson, both at 4 under par. Watson is on the course. Adam Scott and Bill Haas have yet to tee off. Scott's at 3 under, as is Kevin Stadler and Jonas Blixt. As far, you know, come on, Phil, make a putt. Phil Mickelson had a chance to get off to a great start, and he can't make a putt. He remains at 4 over par after a tough day yesterday. And the interesting stat was, what was it, a third of the top 30? So 10 of the top 30 shot 78 or worse yesterday. So there are some big numbers being put out there on the course, but no one really of any significance that you've heard of or really care about has gone way up or way down. Maybe Keegan Bradley. He's 3 over on his 6 holes today, so he is 6 over par. That's where the cut line is right now, and the cut line's there because everybody within 10 strokes of the lead will make the weekend, and that's so at 4 under, and I don't expect 4 under to be the lead at the end of the day, but I don't expect it to be much more than 5 or 6 either. So right now, there would be 82 of the 97 golfers would make the cut. And that's not what the Masters people want.
No, that'd take a long day to get that Sunday going, wouldn't it? Hey, while you're looking at that, there's a guy I know that's got special interest in KJ Choi. Has he done anything today?
He doesn't tee off. He's just getting ready to tee off.
Okay, thank you.
Just getting ready to tee off. And as I predicted on this program, Dustin Johnson, but he's no better or worse than Phil or some of the other guys out there. So there you go. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. The NBA playoffs are going to be here before we know it. That's starting to wind down a little bit. The Frozen Four, boy, I don't usually start off a whole lot with golf hockey, but that's kind of the way it is today. I don't watch a lot of hockey, but what I was able to see yesterday at the Frozen Four was very, very entertaining, very intriguing offense in the first game. Union New York comes back to beat Boston College 5-4, and then Minnesota scores with 1 second to go to beat North Dakota 2-1. So Minnesota will be taking on Union College tomorrow at 6:30 on ESPN in the NCAA Hockey Championships. Adam Wilcox plays for Minnesota. Michael Vecchione plays for Union, both former Tri-City Storm players. Was Union who Jared Safran took to win this whole thing? Voice of the Storm? Yeah, there you go. Could have been. I think he had Union. So there you go. The Clark Cup playoffs begin tonight. And, Jimmy, I don't know if I should be concerned, but the Nebraska bowling team did not perform very well yesterday at the championships. Should I be concerned?
No. Do not let this affect your day.
It does not matter, it seems like. Yesterday's kind of like a practice round, and they seed you, but everybody's in. Everybody plays today, so the 8 can beat the 1, and Nebraska and Vanderbilt are playing in a rematch of the national championship from last year.
Yeah, well, it's kind of, like I said, you know, sometimes you don't get those spares to fall. And, I mean, so, you know, they'll probably be okay today, so I wouldn't get too alerted about it one way or the other.
It's a lot easier game if they all go down on the first ball.
Yeah, and, you know, the lanes, you got to get used to the lanes, too. Yeah. You know, I think they might change their format around a little bit, too.
They'll change the oil pattern today.
Yeah, and I think
maybe the rotation of the team.
Right, I think so, too. Yeah, I think definitely the rotation. I wouldn't change bowling balls. I'd stay with the same bowling ball I've been using my whole career. I wouldn't be changing anything that drastic, but that's my advice on that.
How many bowling balls would you take? I mean, something, you got the strike ball, the spare ball, the different lane ball. I don't know how many they take. I really have no idea. Is it just a couple, or do they? Some of them have like 6 or 8 of them.
Well, when I golfed and I played the Gibbon course and the Ravana course, I used to take about 4 or 5 golf balls in my bag. Now, then when I went to Lachlan, I would have to take about 40 or 50. They had a lot more water there. You know, so I'd have to take a few more golfs. I mean, in bowling, it just seems to me.
Yeah, but Gibbon or Ravenna had a lot more pasture.
Yeah, they sure did. They had a
but
couple.
You'd climb the fence?
Yeah, just go. Or usually if I did that, I'd go find more. You know what I mean? So I came back with more than I started with. But in bowling, there just doesn't seem to be a lot of penalties for lost balls. You know what I mean? We just don't have that. So I just think maybe you could go with one bowling ball, Doug. That's what I'm going to go with, just one. Two shoes. Rip my shoes.
No penalty. No penalty for a lost ball in bowling. No. That is that's insight right there.
Thank you very much.
That's good stuff. Oh, Jimmy, Jimmy, Jimmy.
You know, what do you think of in the Masters? Did you notice on 18 the other day? These people are sitting like 7 feet from the green. Okay, 7 feet. And, hey, guys are hitting right into them. I mean, they're not trying to, but it's not like it was like one guy out of 82 that hit a ball into the crowd. I mean, they're getting so close now. You're taking a heck of a chance there. I mean, I want to get a good seat, and I want a spot, but I'm not going to sit like where they sit on 18. I'm not going to be on the left side on 18 right by the 9 green in between those two. I've found that if I ever get to go, that's not where I'm sitting. Well, I want to see the next 3 days.
Man, if we had galleries, our balls wouldn't go so far away from the greens and the fairways and stuff.
No, but we would hit a lot of people.
Oh, we would plunk. We would plunk a lot. Folks, we are now official with the new assistant coach at Nebraska, Jim Molinari, saying that he has taken that job with the Nebraska basketball team. This had kind of been reported earlier in the week. He was the head coach at Western Illinois. He stepped down last night to become an assistant at Nebraska. He's been at Western Illinois, Northern Illinois, Bradley. He was the coach of the year in the conference at each one of those. He spent a couple of years playing at Kansas State, got a law degree at DePaul, was an assistant for 10 years under Ray and Joey Meyer at DePaul. That's pretty good place to start, Jimmy.
Yes, it would be.
Nebraska did play Western Illinois this year, and Tim Miles and obviously Coach Jim Molinari, good friends, and it looks like he'll take over for Craig Smith, who was named the head coach at South Dakota after this past basketball season. Will you listen to, watch, care anything about the Nebraska spring game tomorrow?
I don't think I will. I might, you know what I mean, but I'm not saying that it's the You know, I might go to the horse races at Fawner. I might watch the Masters a little bit. And if there's a Major League Baseball game on that's kind of exciting or a college game, you know, I might watch UNK play. You know, so, I mean, it's on the back burner. How about you?
Probably be there.
Okay.
Probably be there.
You'll go to the game.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah, I'm almost debating it. But it seems like something I need to do for the show.
I think so, too. And I don't. I'm just the co-host. You know, I mean, I think you really...
Why don't you go?
Well, I think you need
you
to step
I'll
it up.
I'll stay back and
well,
be Fawner in the
I'll cover these other things for us, and something might exciting will happen.
You will jump on the grenade. You will take the shots. You will work this weekend by seeing what's going on at Fawner, by watching the Masters, by checking out some baseball. That way... I don't have to worry about those events, and I can take care of football and a couple of other things.
I'm going to tell you right
that's
now.
That's working together.
I'm going to work with you, and I'm going to do a lot of things. But I'm telling you right now, if this job takes for me to jump on a grenade, I didn't know that. Hey, if they're even throwing grenades
that's
at us.
That's how we lost the last guy.
Yeah, if we're throwing grenades at the – I mean, you know – I always thought that was amazing, the Congressional Medal of Honor, those guys that would dive on a grenade. Well, I mean, unbelievable.
And you got to work tomorrow night.
Like, yeah. Was that there you go. That's kind of taken one.
Don't forget about that. They're going to be missing a guy if you're not at the Danger game.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. So, yeah, I'm reffing the Danger game on Saturday, so I'll be one of my plans for sure.
There you go. Loper Baseball did pick up a win last night. They beat Washburn 9-6. Got some very good production from their true freshmen, Josh Kiger, Brent Kirsch, Dallas Schramm. They combined to go 6-for-11 with 5 RBIs, and UNK beat Washburn 9-6. So today, a doubleheader, and that will start at 3 o'clock. We talked with Coach Day yesterday. It's Military Appreciation Night, also honoring firefighters, policemen, all invited to come out to the 6 o'clock game tonight for a special ceremony at Memorial Field, and then they'll wrap it up with a noon game tomorrow. Loper softball is at Pittsburgh State today, Missouri Southern State Saturday. You can even catch some tennis at Harmon Park as they host Washburn. So the Ichabods, they'll play a little tennis, then they can all go up and root on the baseball squad. Nebraska baseball is at Minnesota. We talked to Coach John Anderson yesterday. First pitch today is at 3:05, then 2 Saturday, 1 Sunday. Hear the games on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. In fact, I think that's 2 o'clock both days because they have moved that Sunday game to the Big Ten Network. So the Sunday game is on the Big Ten Network, and that's at 2, but all of them are on 12:30 KHAS. Nebraska softball, they have decided to schedule a doubleheader, move the Sunday game to today, so they'll play a doubleheader with Iowa today in Lincoln beginning at 4 o'clock, and then the same time for a single game tomorrow. Hastings College, softball is at Briarcliff tomorrow, baseball is at Mount Marty Saturday, Dakota Wesleyan Sunday, and Hastings spring football wraps up Saturday. Bronco Roundup begins at 10 a.m. at Lloyd Wilson Field. So that's going on with our collegiate friends this weekend as they get ready to finish up some spring ball. I know UNK still has a little time left with their spring ball, but Tony Harper is going to join us on Monday to talk about the Hastings College spring. Roger Matheson is going to join us. Kearney High track coach going into the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame. He'll join us Monday. We'll recap the spring game. And don't forget the Kearney High invite, track invite, is going on today. In fact, I think when they have the track, they have the golf. I got to double check on that. But it's a good day to have those events. Good day for those events.
Yeah, today's a great day. And, no doubt, I think Nebraska needs to step it up a little bit at Minnesota this week. You know, in baseball, we got to start winning some series instead of just splitting. You know, it's time to make that move. We don't want to get in the same boat we were in last year.
Yeah, golf invite going on today as well. And the GNAC tournament for soccer is going on today and tomorrow out in Scottsbluff. And the girls all play today at 3. Kearney is taking on Lexington, and Hastings plays Norfolk. And then the boys' games will be played at 5. Kearney plays Garing. Kearney boys and girls are both number one seeds. Hastings will play North Platte, and Lexington will play Scottsbluff. And then they will move on to the semifinals and finals Saturday. Also, the Nebraska School Activities Association Board of Control meeting yesterday and went through a lot of different things and made some changes with volleyball we can talk about, wrestling we can talk about, football we can talk about, and they have allowed, Jimmy, for Omaha Benson to remain in Class A and Holdridge to remain in Class B in all sports but football. Their enrollment is low enough that they should be down in B, and then they're not moving anybody back. They're not taking a B and moving it to C1 or another A and moving it to B, so they'll have an extra team there. Just your thoughts. They want to leave football the way it is because of the statewide scheduling, and numbers do make a difference at that level. What about the opportunity to opt up? I don't know the story at Benson. What I've been told at Holdridge is this is just a one-year, maybe a two-year thing, and then they're going to have the numbers to be back in B anyway, so there's no need to kind of upset the apple cart here. Let's just stay in B. We feel comfortable for the next year, and then we'll be back to where we should be.
Yeah, I don't know the specifics of what goes on there, but I do understand that, you know, if Omaha South, can you imagine, they're still going to stay in Class A, the travel that they might have when they were traveling to go to football games and et cetera, trying to play that Class B schedule. Because anybody that's in Class B, your football schedule can be tremendously, you know, big. So they said, hold it. You know, we have to have so many teams to play football, correct? Is that, you know, basically they're saying, hey, you people are going to move. You have to play your football schedules. But everybody else, if you want to go ahead and continue to play. And I think that's, you know, Grand Island Northwest and Holdridge and Aurora and this group of Class B schools have played against each other for a long period of time. I think they want to continue to do that. And I'm just guessing that's probably what's happened here.
Some of the other things that they are doing, wrestling, they're going to decide where the future of the state meet, Omaha, and now Lincoln is bidding again with Pinnacle Bank. That will be decided in May. As far as football, and they did this here with basketball and volleyball, the wild card points, they determine your seeding, they determine, you know, all those points for everything when it comes to district and state time. And it just depends what your record is. Now in football, they've decided that there will be a fourth division in figuring football wild card points. So it had been thirds, you know, if you were 6-2 and above, you were a 1. If you're in that middle ground, you're a 2. And if you're just 2 wins or below, you're a 3. I don't know exactly. I mean, everybody's going to play the same amount of games, so I don't know where this line's going to go.
This is a huge move. This needed to be done. There is a huge difference between a football team that was 5-3 and a football team that's 3-5. This is a huge difference and how good that team is. And I can give you numerous cases where teams were like 5-2 going into the last game. And if they won, they'd be upper division, 6-2. And if they lost, they would go to 5-3. And they would be the same as a team that was 3-5 as far as your playoff points were concerned. So I really think there's a big difference between a 5-3 and a 3-5 team. And honestly, there's a big difference between a 2-6 team and an 0-8 team, too.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that needed to be done. I think it's a good move. They've done that in basketball. They actually have in basketball, you know, that the 75%, the 50%, 25%, and then, you know, so I think that's a big move. And there's, and especially in as an 8-man football coach and the teams that play 8 games, that was huge in that deal. So now they're playing a 9-game schedule. So I think it needs to be done that way to get those the difference in those 9 games. Because, you know, Doug, a 6-3 team would be considered, you know, over 66%, and they're 66.6, and the same as a 9-0 team. And that's not right. If you got to get that, there's got to be a difference between those two, 9-0 and 6-3. There needs to be a difference.
And we will see that now for the foreseeable near future. We'll talk about the volleyball a little bit later on, but we need to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal star, and Husker football after this.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
And now, another great hit from Flo. Discounts from Progressive are good.
Why is a strike bad in baseball if it's good in bowling? And then someone told me about a basketball strike. That sounds bad, but I'm not quite sure. But I think we all can agree it's good to get discounts from Progressive.
Progressive offers lots of discounts to help you save.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states. We talk football?
We can always talk football.
Critics are calling Draft Day a great sports film.
I'm going to do what's best for the team.
Every bit as good as Bull Durham and Field of Dreams.
The football world is in shock, wondering what Sonny Weaver Jr. is cooking up here.
Let's get busy.
It's incredibly realistic.
The NFL Draft is officially open.
Kevin Costner, Jennifer Garner.
See what I do from here. You don't like this.
Draft Day. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing in theaters.
So you work late, golf, played ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just have made happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
Sunny skies develop as we head through the day today with a high at 76 as southwest winds will stay at about 5 to 15. Then with partly cloudy skies tonight, we'll head back to 52 for a low. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now it's 61.
You love the Masters too, don't you? Have you played yet this year, Jeffrey?
No, I wanted to get out this week, though, but I just think the day I did go was like the windiest, coldest day of the week, so I didn't go.
Isn't that the way it always works? Let's give you an update on the Masters leaderboard right now. Jonas Blixt has got a couple of birdies, and Louis Oosthuizen must have eagled the 13th because he was one over all this time, gets an eagle on the 13th. So Oosthuizen, Blixt, and Watson, they're all on the course at 4-under. Bill Haas will tee off at 12:15 at 4-under and complete live coverage of the Masters right here on ESPN Radio. Let's talk Husker football, brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. A lot to talk about here as spring ball wraps up tomorrow with the annual spring game. A couple of key recruits out of the state of Nebraska and City of Omaha this week. And to discuss it all with me, Doug Duda, and Jim Langan here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Lincoln Journal Star, Steve Sipple. Good morning, Steve.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing good. We're doing good. I mean, I see you on so many radio and listen to you on so many radio shows. We always appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And we know that you've probably already, like Coach Pelini, been asked almost every question possible.
Oh, I don't know. I appreciate you having me on. It's not a problem.
Well, let's start with tomorrow, and then we'll work our way back through what you've seen throughout the spring. What are you looking for tomorrow? Because in the past, obviously, with the media not allowed to go to practice, there's a lot of things you wanted to keep an eye on. But I think most of the beat reporters have maybe seen what they wanted to see. So is there still something you're looking for tomorrow?
Yeah, you know what? That's a good way to put it. It's different now. Now that you mention it, there was more, I think, any of the writers or the media, not just writers, any of the media would say they were definitely more curious in other years. In fact, it's really just going over to another practice for me. I mean, honestly, there's nothing more I need to see because they're not going to do much different, and in fact, they're going to scale it back. So, you know, they do a lot of live work during the course of the week, and then we've seen two big Saturday scrimmages that were much more involved than this will be. So, I don't know. I guess the way I look at it is I'm always interested. I mean, every day I go over there, you know, on the days that they practice, there's things that interest me. I mean, a football team's so big, and there's so many moving parts that just in one day, you can't see everything you want to see. That's my opinion. I mean, if you're really locking in on four or five things, you're going to miss some stuff during the course of a practice. So I kind of look at it like that. I think the fans are going to look at it a lot different than I look at it.
Hey, Jim Langan here. My question for you, if you can answer it, and maybe you can't, but is the offensive line, it looks to me like the offensive tackles, there's not a tremendous amount of depth right there, but they're kind of happy with the guys they have, maybe not with the depth. The center position, there seems to be possibly some movement that might be going on there when they get everybody back, and that might be a position that's maybe not locked in. The offensive guard seems to be more depth there, but maybe not the starting position that they want. Now, go ahead and kind of elaborate a little bit on that and tell me if I'm completely off base or not.
No, you're not off base. I think, you know what? I mean, they at tackle, I like what they have. I mean, that's the two starters, Stirrup and Alex Lewis. I mean, Alex Lewis is better than solid, and I think Zach Stirrup can. I think he can be. And then you have David Neville, probably maybe in a swing role. I don't even know who I don't know who would be after that. Yeah, they don't have a ton of depth in tackle. I don't think it's a red flag situation, though, to be honest, Jim. I like what they got going at center. I mean, it's going to be Pelini or Reeves, and either way, you're in good shape. Pelini's a good player. I mean, when Pelini's going to have trouble, I'm talking about Mark Pelini, you know, he's 6 foot, and he's about 280. So he's going to have a little trouble, excuse me, if it's a big 10 or whatever, a big guard, a big nose guard that lines up right over him, that's good, powerful. He's going to have some problems with that in that type of scenario. But I'm not saying he's going to be devastated because he has good leverage and he's smart. Guards, they are deep. They're in good shape at guard, particularly – I mean, really, both sides, they have no problem at guard, in my opinion. They have Chongo, well, I mean, right now, if the season were starting, you'd start Givens Price at right guard, and Jake Cotton at left guard, and you'd have Chongo Condolo as a backup. And then in the fall, you're going to get Mike Mowdy. You know, if you had to move Condolo to center, you could do that. So the line... Both sides of the ball, the lines are in good shape. And I even hear the coaches say it sometimes, and it's a misnomer. They'll say the offensive line's young. It's not young. It's a veteran offensive line. There's not a ton of starting experience. But you look at the guys we're talking about, Givens Price, fourth-year junior, Ryan Reese, fourth-year junior, Stirrup's fourth-year junior. I don't know, Pelini. I think Pelini's either senior or junior. I don't even know, but he's old. Jake Cotton, veteran. Alex Lewis is a junior who has experience. You can say, yeah, they lost a ton of experience on that side, but the guys that they haven't been in the program a long time.
Talking with Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal Star, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Friday. Sip, I really enjoyed your article when the Huskers came out of spring break and now have worked here over the last 2 weeks here. Did you see, I mean, you pointed out three or four things. You talked about the backup quarterback race. You talked about Jamal Turner. You specifically talked about Nebraska's lack of depth at the defensive end. In the last 2 weeks, have some of those questions been answered?
To a certain degree. I mean, Jamal Turner, that battle with Westerkamp, it hasn't been answered. I mean, there isn't an answer because it's going to continue. But Jamal's kind of gotten the upper hand in the last week or so. It's been interesting. I would say Westerkamp had the upper hand for much of the spring, but then Turner kind of came on here late and has really practiced well. That's a battle that'll be ongoing now. And you know what? They're both going to play a lot, so it's great to have. I mean, they got a good bunch of receivers over there. If you had to identify a trouble spot, trouble in quotes, it's not horrible, but they don't have depth at defensive ends. I mean, they have. It's an interesting thing to me because they have two excellent starting defensive ends. You know, I mean, obviously Randy Gregory. I mean, he's practicing like an All-American. And the guy that's made a huge jump is Greg McMullen. I mean, McMullen has turned it on. He's not just a, you know, he's not, you're not going to look at McMullen now as a guy who's that other guy on the other side who can hold in there and Randy's going to make all the plays. The other guy's pretty good, but not great. He's heading toward being very, very good. I'm excited about watching both those guys. Behind them, though, they just don't have it. They just don't have much. I mean, it's been really disappointing with A.J. Natter, who's only a redshirt freshman. So I don't know what you're going to see out of him anyway. But he kind of has just been a loss spring because he's had an ongoing knee injury and he got scoped last week, so he's not playing. So he's number 45. You'll see him on crutches. Joe Keels, number 9, is the JUCO transfer who has to he's kind of come on late. He started awfully slow, and you just don't know. August will be big for Joe Keels. I think they're kind of counting on him, and right now you just can't say what you're going to get out of him. So, you know, it's interesting what they do. They slide Malik Collins out. You know, they'll slide him to defensive end. And my first thought was, he can't play defensive end. Look at him. He's 6'2", 305. He don't look anything like a defensive end. But then when you watch him, you see why people are so excited about him in the program. He's got great feet. When he's in space, you see that athleticism for a man that big. I mean, that's why they're so excited about him as a defensive lineman. I saw him put a move on Matt Finnan where he juked outside and went inside and didn't get touched. I mean, it's like a point guard. Malik Collins is one of the guys you'd say in the program that's rising quickly. I'd say McMullen's in that vein, too.
Yeah, Steve, a good point on the defensive end. I think that's exactly right. I think our starting defensive ends, we don't have to take hardly a backseat to anybody, but the depth of concern. You know, and I did ask
you. Well, you lost Avery Moss, Jim.
Yeah.
And it's a shame. No, yeah. It's a shame.
I know.
It is, because I'll tell you something. If you had Gregory McMullen and Avery Moss, I can't believe there'd be 10 teams in the nation that could say we have three better defensive ends than that.
Yeah,
those guys, that's how good they are, and they're all three. You know, two of them are very young, and Randy. I mean, I would never rule out Randy coming back another year. I mean, he you never know. They're just loaded up at the starting position.
You know what, the offensive tackle I was talking to and asked you earlier about the Lewis. I think they talk about him and the way his motor runs. I've talked to some other players that are offensive linemen. They absolutely think he is the real deal. I mean, we're talking about the highest round draft pick on that team when he's a senior, you know, coming out. Is he that good? You've watched him. Tell me if he's that good.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's excellent, but it's, you know what? It's hard sometimes to get a great read because he's going against Randy. He's getting beat. You know, he's winning some battles too. Don't get me wrong. But, well, I mean, those battles are, I said it in the paper, or, you know, I've written it. You know what? I'd pay $20 to watch those battles. I mean, it's fun. It's fun watching Alex Lewis and Randy Gregory. Unfortunately, you're not going to see that because they're not going to do much with Gregory. But, yeah, those two guys are very, very, hey, Jim, they're very high-level. High-level athletes, high-level players. Probably, well, you know what Randy's going to be, the bona fide first-rounder. And Lewis, I don't know. I mean, probably I haven't personally probably seen enough to know for sure if he's that in that realm. But I'll tell you this, you know, he's 6'6", 290. He's really athletic. You know, he's really athletic for a guy that big. And he's got a great motor. He's always looking to hit somebody. He's a kind of an old-school guy. I mean, he's kind of an old-school type lineman. You know, in a Ricky Henry type mold. And Jake Cotton's like that, too. So the left side, that left side's dangerous now. You don't want to be too much of a left-handed team. We've seen that before, but that left side's going to be very, very sound.
Just the last minute here with Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star on the Doug and Daddy Show. Spring game tomorrow at 2 o'clock. You can hear it on the Breeze, 94.5. You brought up Moss. There's not a whole lot that you can say, but he did have his court date here not that long ago and got the $500 fine. Can't come back on campus till the end of the year, but he has stayed in Lincoln. Have you heard anything more there? Do we anticipate that he may try to get back into school and get part of this football team, or have you heard anything?
I haven't. You know, Votis doesn't even like to talk about it, so it's hard to know. He just doesn't like to talk about it.
Okay.
But the fact that it's a tough situation. You know, it's really, really tough. You know, behind the scenes, it's tough. I mean, Randy really is invested here. He really loves it. And, you know, he could be a very good player. And I just think he got I hope he can get back. I don't think there's any guarantees. I mean, I think that he'll have to jump through some hoops. I wonder, based on what I've heard, the timing may not be the best. We'll just have to see. But the fact he's in town indicates that you might see him again. And I hope you do, you know. I mean, but I find it just very disappointing that he doesn't have the opportunity this season because, they got a lot of pieces. They're good. But, man, if you had those three rush-ins, the defense is good. When you see it, you'll get it. But, I mean, if you had him, it'd even look a little bit better.
And, Sip, I know you're not overly the biggest of the guys when it comes to recruiting, and I don't want stuff on the individuals, but Nebraska's class at the moment is ranked very high. Is there something different? Is it one of the coaches? Is there something you can pinpoint to why Nebraska's off to such a quick start this year?
Well, no, I don't know. I mean, I think, you know, as always, you know, some of it's just luck. I mean, some of it's luck in that, it's not blind luck, but sometimes it's just a matter of when kids choose to commit. And they did a good job, obviously, of starting the cycle earlier. You know, it's not like that's new. They've been doing it. I think they're just doing a little bit better job of it. And they've hit that 500-mile footprint so well. I mean, you know, the two kids from Colorado, the two kids from Missouri, the two kids from Nebraska. No, I tell you what, they're doing a good job over there right now. I mean, I think that's just indicative of my feeling. I mean, it's my feeling, and recruiting is just part of it, that things are going in the right direction. And if you go over there and you listen to people who know more than media, you know, ex-players, for instance, coaches, when you see the talent level on the team right now, it's where it needs to be. Talent isn't going to be an issue. They have the potential over there now. They have the potential to win a Big Ten. Now, will things fall right? I don't know. But they have that team. They have a team that will challenge. We'll see. Schedule's tough, but I think that's what people, to wrap up here, I think on Saturday, tomorrow, when people go there, they'll see, for, you know, a team that looks the part, that has the pieces. And to me, that's what's most exciting.
Mark it down, folks. Steve Sipple has picked Nebraska to win the Big Ten Conference this fall.
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm not doing that. That defense, I'm not doing that. But I'm telling you, there's at times I've watched that defense and thought it's wicked good. That can be a very, very – I mean, I will be surprised. I'd be shocked if it's not a top 25 defense. But I'll be shocked. The question will be if they can move into that, you know, can it be a top 15 or a top 10 team, top 10, I don't know. But they have the talent level to be a top 20. I mean, if they're not a top 25 defense, then I'll be somewhat disappointed.
All right, Sip, we'll let you get back to it. Folks, you can follow Steve Sipple online through his Twitter. They'll be blogging tomorrow from the spring game as well with the entire Lincoln Journal Star crew. And, Sip, I'll see you in Lincoln tomorrow. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, I'll see you, Doug. We'll chat.
Take care. Sounds good. Thanks, buddy. Lincoln Journal Star Steve Sipple joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Wow. But here's what I'll say about that, Jimmy, when he's talking about the defense. That defense not only has to be a top 25 defense. I mean, Nebraska wants to be more than a top 25 team, okay? Well, that defense is going to have to be top 10, top 15, because I'm still extremely worried about the offense. They have Amir Abdullah, but they have holes on the line, and I'm not sold at all on the quarterback position.
Oh, I'm not sold on the quarterback position at all. I'm not even close to sold on that. I hope I'm right, but I think the Stirrup kid, the kid from St. Cecilia, is going to. He's about 6'9", mm-hmm. You know, and he's an athlete. I mean, he's a great basketball player. I mean, he had to play for the Huskers a little bit here. You know, when he gets done with the football season, go over there and step over there and see if he can get a rebound too. Wow. But what I'm saying is, I think with Lewis on the other side and him on this side, if they both are, let's say they're both in the top. Four offensive tackles in the Big Ten. I mean, they're just, they're in that kind of a category, players, that you can run both sides. And, I mean, I think that's what's happened before, and I think Steve had it right, that there was a time where we would get some yards, but we were kind of pounding that one side a little bit more than the other. And people were loading up against our center and trying to force things into the backfield real quick, and we kind of got disrupted. It disrupted our play a little bit. And I think if your offensive line can keep the ball and not have so many three and outs, because those three and outs killed us last year. But if we don't have those three and outs and we don't turn the ball over, man, I'll tell you what, that doesn't put quite as much pressure on your defense. So your defense gets better because the other team has to go 80 yards instead of 56 yards, well, you know. So.
And I think Zach Stirrup still has work to do just to even see, not just start, but see significant playing time for Nebraska. He has been very... spotty's not the word, because I'm going on what the coaches and the daily beat writers say. You know, he was raw coming in, and then he hit a really good spurt. And then, as you said, when they did put him in there, the other team knew where the weakness or the inexperience was.
Yeah, the inexperience,
so they really
right.
took it at him. And then he came back after that, and now I've read some things and heard some things about we're in spring ball, but I think this is the way with everybody. There's a couple of plays they didn't look very good, and then there's a couple of plays they looked really good. So I'm still not sure what his role is going to be right now.
Yeah, and
I hope it's good.
Yeah, and how do you know? I guess we're just talking on the radio, and we're just kind of betting on. Hey, what do you think a kid that's 6'9" and he's 17 years old, and then all of a sudden, what do you think he might be like when he's 20 years old?
That's what I say.
And, you know, his work ethic, when I used to officiate him, his work ethic, his brother's work ethic, you know, when those guys go get after it a little bit, the way they set screens and stuff like that, I mean, they weren't afraid to mix it up.
They got that from their mom.
Yeah,
the work ethic.
Okay, there you go.
That's our Husker Update, brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems. Proven technology, easier on you for a lifetime. Bubba Watson bogeyed the ninth, so he's at 3-under. Kevin Stadler has got a couple of early birdies. Stadler, Jonas Blixt, Louis Oosthuizen, all on the course at 4-under. Bill Haas will tee off at 12:15 at the Masters.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino. You can call it plain Kino. My point is this. We aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
And we are live, where a UFO has been sighted in the sky. Sir, what did you see?
So I was eating this new flatiza from Subway when these bright lights
Wait. What's a flatiza? Is that pepperoni?
Yeah, and marinara, melty mozzarella on crispy flatbread.
Tell us more.
About the UFO?
The what?
It's here, the new flatiza from Subway. Right now at an introductory price, get 2 for $5. Subway, eat fresh.
Price limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Additional charge for extras plus tax. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
From police officers to firefighters to storm chasers, even race car drivers, expert drivers choose Goodyear tires for superior performance.
On and off the road, Goodyear is consistently making improvements to deliver superior performance tires. Everything Goodyear has learned making tires inspires what they roll into yours. It's even the official tire of NASCAR.
Goodyear tires are chosen by those who use the world as their proving ground. So wherever the roads take you, choose Goodyear tires with superior traction and handling.
Visit Goodyear.com to find a great set of tires. Goodyear, more.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies develop as we head through the day today with a high at 76. Southwest winds will stay at about 5 to 15. Now with partly cloudy skies tonight, we'll head back to 52 for a low. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now it's 61.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. As we get closer to Easter, we're just 2 weeks away. Call Troutman's Quality Meats now to reserve your bone-in and boneless hams, the boneless lock of lamb roasts, lamb racks, and, of course, prime ribs. When the family gets together, it's time to enjoy a great, great meal. And don't forget the ham loaf is always an Easter hit. They've got the beers and the wines to wash it all down, all of the accompaniments, and maybe you just need a little bacon for breakfast, some snack sticks for the kids around the weekend. And, of course, we're still in Lent. There's always a large selection of fresh frozen seafood available at Troutman's for your Lenten Fridays. All beef at Troutman's is USDA Choice Certified Angus beef, and their quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Get it done today. Don't delay. Easter is going to sneak right up on you, and it's only 2 weeks away. Troutman's has all the great food that you'll need. Hams, prime ribs, lamb racks, roasts, everything you would want at Troutman's Quality Meats, the grill's best friend, East Highway 30 in Kearney. It's about that time. Couple of notes, by the way, for the spring game. If you are going down, fans purchasing tickets Saturday can do so at the athletic ticket office in the Stadium Drive parking garage, the Gate 10 ticket windows, which is the northwest corner of the stadium, and on the East Stadium Plaza. The ticket office and other ticket selling locations will open at 10 o'clock on Saturday. All seating areas in Memorial Stadium, with the exception of the 600 level, the way up top on the east, will be open. Majority of the gates will be open. Handicap entrances will be at gate 15, 16A, 23A. UNL parking services, the same pretty much everything else in the Husker Nation Pavilion, will be located, as always, on the East Stadium Plaza, with activities beginning at 11 a.m. There's an autograph zone. Quincy Enunwa, Siante Evans, Ron Kellogg, and Jeremiah Searles are all scheduled to appear in the autograph zone from 11 to 1 tomorrow. And there is a, how about this, Union Pacific mini train set up in the parking lot at Haymarket Park with free train rides for all ages from 10 a.m. to 1:30. The train will be located just west of the main gate to Hawks Field. Of course, they'll also have the Brooke Barringer Citizenship Team, the kids' drug pledge, and all that goes on with the spring game, which starts tomorrow at 2 o'clock in Lincoln. And again, we'll have coverage beginning at noon on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, all a part of what's going on with the spring game. So that is tomorrow. Also, I want to let the folks know about our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday, we said there's been a different winner in 19 of the last 21 majors. Will that streak extend? Will there be a different winner? 56% said no. One of these guys is going to win. 44% said yes. I don't know. Billy Haas would be new. Jonas Blix, Kevin Stadler, Gary Woodland, Jimmy Walker, KJ Choi, Brant Snedeker. Those guys would all be new. It's hard to believe Snedeker would be on that list, but that is the case. Nebraska basketball has been rated in a few way too early top 25 polls, while Nebraska football has been absent in the early football polls. Jimmy, which team has a better chance of finishing their upcoming season rated? Nebraska basketball or Nebraska football?
Nebraska football.
That is an interesting question, because the football team is not going to be highly rated, and one or two losses there immediately knock you out, and it's hard to claw your way back in. But I'm gonna lean with you. I think the basketball team, you know, they can lose eight or nine times and still be rated. It just kind of depends who you beat. I'll say the football team. Let's see what the listeners think. You can vote this weekend on our Midtown Mark Cooler questions, as always, at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll be back and wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
When my husband turned 30, I didn't think much of it. I know men start to lose testosterone levels after 30. I just wasn't sure what that meant. Now I do. He gained weight, became moody, depressed, made excuses all the time to not have to do anything physical. It even got to the point where he never wanted to be romantic. A friend of mine told me about ManCore from Complete Nutrition, so I picked up some for my husband. He started using ManCore a little over a month ago. He's becoming himself again. He's lost 10 pounds, got his spark back, and is in much better moods. He's back to being the guy I fell in love with. If the man in your life isn't what he used to be, it could be low testosterone levels. It happens to all men. ManCore is specifically formulated for men over 30. It helped my husband. It can help yours, too. ManCore from Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Sexy manly man.
Sexy manly man who?
Sexy manly man with clothes from DXL.
What'd you get?
Lacoste, Lucky, Nautica for starters.
They got all that?
Open the door and see.
Oh, it's so sexy! It's so manly!
All the best men's brands, waist sizes 38 and up. DXL. You're looking good. Shop today for Harbor Bay PK polos, only $24.99 each when you buy two or more.
Coming this summer, the 2014 FIFA World Cup from Brazil. Every goal.
The shot! Donovan scores! The USA leads by two!
Every save.
Here's Germany up. Steal. Closer.
In the box. The shot is stopped.
Every match. Wherever you are this summer, take the FIFA World Cup with you. It's on ESPN Radio and the ESPN Radio.
Each spring, the world's best golfers converge at the Augusta National Golf Club for the Masters Golf Tournament. And Westwood One's coverage of the 78th Masters begins Thursday, April 10th. 2013 champion Adam Scott looks to defend his title against a talented field competing in the first of golf's four major championships. Who will be fitted for this year's green jacket? Tune in to find out. If it's the 2014 Masters, it's right here.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We were talking earlier about some of the tweaks and changes that the Nebraska School Activities Association is making. We talked about football. We talked about Omaha Benson and Holdridge getting to stay in classes A and B. Should they choose wrestling, their location site will be determined maybe at next month's board meeting. But in volleyball, they will be playing on the opening day at Lincoln Public Schools and at Pinnacle Bank Arena, and there'll be two courts set up at Pinnacle Bank, and then they'll play at Pinnacle Bank and at Devaney for the semifinals. Then all the championship matches will be at the Devaney Center, and then there will still be some third-place matches. Interesting vote yesterday, Jimmy, that they voted that there will be no more third-place games in basketball, girls or boys, and there will be no more third-place volleyball games in A and B, but in C and D, they're still going to play a third-place volleyball game. The board was very split on this, 4-4 and 5-3. I mean, this was a close vote on all of this with the third place games.
And the third place, basketball and volleyball, they're getting rid of it in Class A and B. Is that correct? That's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you think it's because of travel and they've already played these teams maybe? Or they're saying, hey, we've already played four times already, and what is this fifth game we're going to play really matter? Because in Class A, there's a very good chance the teams have already played, where in C2, C1, D1, and D2, you may play somebody you've never seen. You know, a Spencer Napier versus a Wilcox Hildreth, they're never going to play each other during the season. So I would imagine, I mean, I'm just guessing, that might have been my rationale for me. That would have been the way I would have said, okay, we've already brought this team from the Scottsbluff area already to Lincoln, and they win, and then they lose. Why go home? Let them play another game. You know, I mean, so that's, but like you said, very interesting. Does it say who voted which way? Like, which were the people?
Yeah, it did. And the swing vote here was from Alan Gary at Medicine Valley, who I know and friends with, represents District 5. But with the District 1 and 2 now, which is Lincoln and Omaha, they have two representatives.
Sure.
So that's four of the votes. So he voted with those two to get rid of A and B. But then the farther west districts, 6, 7, and 8, or 3, 4, and 6, I guess.
That's
it would
what it'd be, 3, 4, and 6,
then,
yes.
And he sided back with them on the third place. So the smaller schools were voting to keep the third place games. The larger schools were not. And Mr. Gary decided, you know what, if the A and B people don't want to play A and B and they're represented by districts 1 and 2, well, then so be it. But it looks like I'll vote with my Western compadres here and kind of give them what they want. So a 4-4 deadlock is what you got, and that meant that you don't make a change, obviously, when you have that 4-4 deadlock.
Sure. And, you know, there's some other things to do. You got to have officials for some of those games and et cetera. You know, they need to be there and stay, and there's mileage and motels and et cetera for that. But I'll tell you what, I that's kind of how I thought it would be when I said this. I did not look at the piece of paper. I just assumed that the classes A and B did not want to play these third-place games as much as the other schools. And what's interesting about that, if you really think about it, Doug, they're already in Lincoln. I mean, they're already in Omaha.
Yeah,
the games are right there. It could be Lincoln North Star playing. I mean, in Class A, it could be. I'm just throwing this out.
North Star and East, yeah.
Yeah, Lincoln North Star could be like, we don't want to play. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Already have.
Yeah, we don't want to play. Oh, you have to do is get up. I mean, you know, the other team, you know, from Ogallala, they're already in a motel or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's kind of an interesting situation the way people feel. But I do know it's hard. Try to imagine this. Try to imagine the NCAA basketball tournament. Remember they used to play for third and fourth?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah, anymore. You know, and that's probably, I mean, it's probably a good idea we don't do that. Yeah.
Also, more in part of the article here that I've been looking at, that the first rounds A and B will play at Pinnacle Bank. Remember back in Pershing's days, they would play the A or the B on one side and then usually a smaller class on the other as they work through that. That's not the case here. So A and B will be at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The C and D will be at the Lincoln Public Schools. Then the second day, according to the article, A, B, and C1 semifinals will be at Pinnacle, and then C2, D1, and D2 will be at Devaney. Yet all the finals are at Devaney. That seemed like, you know, the bigger the class, the more of the venue they get to play in. I'm not saying that that's wrong or right, so that's strange that A and B would play Pinnacle first day, then stay there second day, and then go to the Devaney. But that's the way it's going to be, and there you go.
Yeah, Doug, you know, if you're a high school player, I don't know what time it is, we have enough time, but if you're a high school player and you're playing and you finally get to go to the state tournament, wouldn't you think you'd really enjoy playing in either the Bob Devaney Sports Center,
especially now,
or the Pinnacle.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, instead of going, oh, where are you playing? Oh, we're going to Lincoln Southeast. Oh, well, I want to go. I want to play in the state tournament. But you're really looking forward to playing in that one of those venues, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Folks, it's lunchtime. It's time to go to Big Dally's Deli. They're open 7 days a week, top of the hill in Kearney at 3905 North 2nd Avenue. In Hastings, right there downtown, or across from Duncan Field, 801 West 2nd, 610 East South. What's the sandwich of the day, Jimmy? What am I making you today?
Well, it's the Masters. Today, the 11th or the 12th of April. I think it's the 11th.
It's the 11th. So
let's go,
today,
go to the number 11.
Oh, here's something different.
Good.
The Le Grand Italiano. It's an Italiano. You get the ham, the hard salami, the prosciutto. I don't even know how to say a couple of these Italian meats, which I know are good because I've got friends that enjoy these sandwiches. So there's something different. You've hit something different today.
Yeah, we're going to have to cut that one in half.
There you go.
And split it.
I'm in.
Let's find out if we like it.
It all sounds
And if we
good.
Like it, wow, we'll get the big one next time.
Le Grand Italiano. Yeah. Check it out today or any of the bazillion sandwiches. It's a bazillion because you can make it any way you want. The bread you want, the cheese you want, the toppings you want, the sauces you want, and you can even make it a great combo meal. Make sure to stop by anytime. Just you, the family, the entire crew. Maybe you got a whole team you got to feed. They'll be healthy and love the food at Big Daddy's Deli in Hastings and Kearney. Bill Haas, Louis Oosthuizen, Kevin Stadler, Jonas Blixt are all at four under par as the Masters is well underway here in the second round. Bubba Watson sits at three. Thomas Bjorn has made the move today. He is four under on his round through 16. That gets him to three under on the tournament. He will be your clubhouse leader if he can par in. Some other folks that have finished, Kevin Streelman shot 71 today. He is at one under par. Larry Mize and Sandy Lyle both shot even par today and will make the cut at the Masters. Sandy Lyle, Justin Rose is two under on his round today, so trying to claw his way back. Phil Mickelson birdied the eighth, so he is at three over par, one under on his round today in the tournament. Sang Boon May, Darren Clark headed the wrong way. Dustin Johnson is even for the day, trying to make the cut. So there you go. That's what we've got right now. The Masters live at 1 o'clock here on ESPN Radio. I want to thank Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star for joining us today. We'll recap the Husker spring game Monday. We'll talk Hastings College spring with Tony Harper and Roger Matheson, Kearney track coach and Hall of Famer, will join us as well. Enjoy the weekend, Jimmy. I'll see you Monday.
Yeah, see you Monday morning.
We'll see you on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!